the Apostle Paul, writing to the church of Corinth, that, again, another letter of grace. He says to him, "For I have received from the Lord what I also delivered to you." I love that. Paul saying that what has been given to him into his heart, understanding this very important aspect of the Christian walk and life, what he's about to impart on others, he has first received. The same with you in your life, that which you have received, the grace of God, the love of God being poured out into you. And Paul says, "That which I received from the Lord, what I also deliver to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was," and make note, the day that he was betrayed, the great disappointment, the heartache. It says at that moment, being betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you." The brokenness of Christ, beaten, bruised, battered, whipped down to his bowels for you. Love. Saying, "I know who you were before you were conceived. I knew what you would do in your life. And I still did it anyway, because I love you. I'm giving thanks for this. I'm willingly going to be beaten for you." And he broke it and he said, "This is my body for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Always remember when you take communion, it's about the love of God for you. You take, as you partake, remember what he has done and is doing and it already is done. Everything's done. There's nothing else you can add to this. As David said, "I would have given an offering." If there was one, there is none. You're doing this out of your grace towards me. You partake remembering him. Let us partake. In the same way also he took a cup after supper, saying, "This is the cup of the new covenant." I love that because that's Jeremiah 31, verses 31 through 33. When God speaks to his own people, a covenant they had already broken. Again, God already knowing, he chose a people. And while Moses is up speaking with God, the people are down below making idols. The covenant was already broken before it was even started. But God was already preparing for that. "I give you a new covenant, the covenant of grace, the one you could never fulfill, and it has to be sealed with blood." He says, "This is the cup of the new covenant. In my blood, do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Every time you take the cup, you remember Jesus was poured out for you, bled out for you. I mean, you can take a lot of hits for a lot of people, but you'll never die and rise again for anyone. And Jesus did that for you, man. So it's a matter where you're at. Again, please take this to heart as you take. Remembering, he says, do this in remembrance, your memorial. You always come back to the memorial that reminds you of the sacrifices that were done for you. That's love. So when you partake, remember, this is Jesus saying, I bled out for you. No matter what it is or where you've been or what you've done, it is finished. Tetelestai. Never be remembered again. Your sins are forgiven as far as the east is from the west. Remember. Let us partake. Paul concluded with this saying, for as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. I believe our redemption is drawing nigh, and therefore God is drawing us in and saying, remember my grace and my love towards you. I think about this week, how God has brought forth many broken, humbled vessels of men and women that are willing to be poured out for you because Christ has been poured out to them. I hope that God has met you. I pray that you will walk out from this moment forward different. That you've really had your encounter with the risen Lord, who loves you and says, no matter what goes on around you, whatever you may see, don't look down, don't look out, look up. Seek him in every area of your life. Draw near to him. He is near to you. And if he has not proven it to you now, I don't know what else to tell you. He got you here. This is only by the grace of God. And I know about me, for me, I'm changed. Because I see it. This is from the Lord. You are from the Lord. And I pray that you understand that for yourself. So let us worship, praise him, thank him, remember him, hold on to him. He is good. He is gracious. He is God. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have given us these days. I still can't believe it. I'm in awe of you, Lord. To see these faces, to see what you're doing, seeing these men and women that you're meeting every step of the way, God. You have brought us into your glory, God. The desert is dirt and sand. It becomes glorious when your presence arises. Father, you have arisen over this building, God. You have met us on the beach. You have been in the vans, God. You've been at the dinners. You've been in the chapels. You've been in the breakouts, God. You've been in our rest, God. You have been here. Thank you for bringing us here, God. Thank you. We are not worthy, but you are gracious. And I pray for this generation, God. No matter where they're at in their life, God, they would truly see you. This is the hand of you, Father.
And if you come tomorrow, we can stand at the throne of grace and say, thank you, God, you allowed us to gather once more before you called us all home. And if you choose to stay, God, we can say, thank you, God, you've given us more time. We hear you, Father, and we will live for you. We will proclaim you. We will love one another. We will ask you every second of every day, what will you have me to do, Father, to bring glory to your name? There is nothing else, God. There's nothing to fear. We stand in your grace. We bask in your love. We stand in awe of your mercies and your provisions. God, thank you for this camp. Thank you for all who have given their lives for this. This would never have taken place unless every individual was truly submitted to your spirit, God. Thank you for every individual, God. Thank you for those who have prepared the food, that have kept up with the facility, that have ran and take care of all the supplies, that have orchestrated and decorated the building, that put the crafts together, the games together, the music, the audio, the media, every aspect, God. It would never have happened if they would not have been listening to your spirit, Lord, because you've brought this together. It has nothing to do with us. It's all about you. So God, thank you for this camp. Thank you for all that you have brought here to hear from you. And may they draw deeper in their lives and their walk with you like never before. Bless them. Keep them. Grow them. Nurture them. Surround them. God, continue to do what you do best, and that is to love us. Father, we commit all these things to you, and we thank you, and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.